You can reduce your travel emissions by walking, biking, or taking public transit when you can. But if you need to drive and can't get an electric car, Angela Sanguinetti at the University of California, Davis, says there are some things you can do to lower your fuel use.
The less efficient your car is, the more potential you have to save fuel and thus reduce your emissions by engaging in eco-driving behaviors.
Those include easier acceleration, maintaining a cruising speed, and avoiding hard braking. Big changes in speed use more gas overall. One big fuel saver, batch your trips.
If you can hit multiple destinations in one go rather than leaving your home multiple times through the days to get your errands run, that can help save some gas.
Keep your tires filled with their recommended air pressure and avoid gassing up your car in the hottest part of the day, which can cause some fuel to evaporate. You should also get rid of any unnecessary weight in your car, like a roof rack you aren't using. See if your car has features that show your fuel economy. Research shows that this kind of feedback improves fuel economy by about 6% on average. You can use tools like Google Maps to show you the most efficient driving route. And the same goes for flights. Google can rank them by emissions.
So if your preferred close airport only has flights with layovers, but you could drive a little further to maybe a bigger airport and get a nonstop flight, you're going to be reducing your emissions by a lot, even considering that car trip or bus trip, however you get to the further airport.
Whether it's transportation or the things we have at home, like appliances, clothing, or laundry soap, it takes energy and resources to make and power all the things in our lives. Project Drawdown and the UN recommend buying less plastics, clothing, and other goods as a top practice for reducing your emissions. Some stores are trying to make that easier.
And you fill it up as much as you want.
Elizabeth Bauer opened Refillism in York on Earth Day last year.
It's a place where you can bring your container and fill it with household items like cleaners, dishwashing liquids, or beauty supplies like shampoos and conditioners, and you only pay for what you fill.
Reusing containers saves the energy needed to recycle them and keeps them out of the landfill.
We like to keep track of when people bring their bottles in to refill, so we can have that quantifiable number we can look at to keep us motivated.
People often think of the three R's, reduce, reuse, recycle, as solutions to waste. But plastic bottles can only be recycled so many times before they degrade, and many plastics, which are usually made from fossil fuels, end up in the trash.
Reduce is often the R that is forgotten. So we have reduce, reuse, refill, rethink, recycle, but reduce is the most important one.
So don't run out and buy a bunch of things that you think will make you more sustainable. Use what you already have. One place to start, try ditching paper towels for cloth ones. You might even have old clothes or bath towels that can be repurposed as cleaning rags. Be thoughtful about your purchases. Consider what you really need before clicking add to cart.
Can I go to a consignment shop? Can I go thrifting? There are so many options. Just really thinking through, do I need to buy something brand new?
You can also try to repair things if they break, and donate or sell things you don't need anymore to keep them in use. Rachel McDevitt, State Impact, Pennsylvania.